News in Gaza between Israeli forces and the Islamist group Hamas. More than 1,100 people have died, while militants have taken more than 100 people hostage. Among them is 25-year-old Noah Agamani, who was at a music festival before Hamas attacked. Her father just wants her home and safe.
All my life, since she was born, I tried to protect her and hug her and support her and love her. And here, at this difficult moment, at least cheer her up. I couldn't offer her a hand.
Following the weekend of violence, oil prices are now up around 2%. The cost had risen sharply in early trading before settling down. The Shadow Chancellor is promising to get Britain building again as she prepares to tell us about her vision for the economy. Rachel Reeves says reforms will speed up the planning system for things like battery factories and 5G facilities at her party's conference later. That's despite the opposition recently criticising the government for wanting to boost house building by relaxing environmental regulations. James Murray, Labour's Shadow Financial Secretary to the Treasury, says you can promote growth and still protect the environment.
The opportunities for economic growth come from the transition to clean energy. It comes from all those gigafactories that we want to see built in the UK. It comes from insulating properties across the country.
The government's at the Supreme Court later, hoping to get its Rwanda deportation policy back on track. It's appealing a ruling back in the summer, which found the scheme is unlawful. Delays and cancellations are expected on rail services in Scotland after heavy flooding. Tracks have been damaged after some areas saw a month's worth of rainfall in one day. And Metrobank's agreeing a financing deal to strengthen its troubled balance sheet. The high street lenders raised nearly £1 billion. From Sky News, I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And the weather for today, 24 degrees, sunny and light winds for this Monday. And it looks like it's going to be a lovely day and dry overnight too.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance for The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours. It's Michelle Ward back on the radio. Had a bit of a break because, as you know, I went down with a... If you were listening last Tuesday, it sounded like Barry White was presenting the radio show. Very, very deep voice. As you can hear, still got whatever this is lurking. So I've got my Lemsip. There are other brands available. And, yeah, sweating a good one today. I don't normally sweat. I'm not something... I feel like I've done some sort of form of exercise, which is highly unlikely. But I am back on the radio today. I've got some cracking tracks, including the track of the day, which is Beat Bakery featuring George Bone. Both artists I love to bits. George was in the studio with me not so long ago performing live. He's excellent. And Beat Bakery have been working with the likes of Milena and lots of other artists as well. And they are a beat baking factory of music. They're doing brilliantly. They got BBC... Introducing as well, which is excellent. That's in the Sussex. It's a bit difficult actually. I was watching on I was looking at something actually on online, you know, to do with like the BBC and all the changes there, which is a real shame actually with BBC Essex, because I know a lot of presenters have disappeared and people were really kind of, singing the praises for a lot, and all people like Tony Fisher, who I've been on his show before, fantastic presenter. But a lot of changes at the BBC. And, I think it's lovely that we have a local radio station here in Essex. Phoenix FM for Brentwood, Shenfield, Billerick. But we broadcast across the world and we reach so many amazing people in Essex. But I think it's a shame that we've lost... they've lost quite a lot of presenters there. It's not, it doesn't make it local. People want to know about things to do with the roads and you want to... I don't know if you're like me. It's like you kind of... if I talk about Wilson's Corner, you know about Wilson's Corner because you drive around there. If you're listening from abroad, you won't know, but it's horrendous. I always avoid Wilson's Corner. I said to you before, if I come up to Wilson's Corner, which is a double roundabout, I'm like, what? Now I know what lane I should be in, But I'm always like, oh no, it makes me feel ill. Even now, and I've been driving for years, it just makes me feel ill. I said there should just be a fly over there. There's no broom. In fact, they should have teleporters. That'd be a good idea. It's just one of those, I don't know how. Would you do an oblong roundabout? That's not a roundabout, an oblong about. Would that make any difference in that junction? I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to think about Wilson's Corner this early in the morning. It's a Monday. Do you know what I mean? No, thank you. So I'm back with you. I have been basically in the house since I got back last Tuesday. Scott Ross, thank you very much, because he took over the show because I wasn't well. And I basically have been in. I haven't left the house until this morning. So I've been... There is an imprint of my body on the sofa. I've had to wash everything. I thought I had to wash all the cushions, the seats. Not because I'm, like, doing anything bad, but just because I've been laying there. It smells like a house if somebody's ever had a cold. Although I can't smell. Well, I can, actually. That was one day I kind of went, can I have lost my sense of smell? Oh, my God. But I haven't. I thought I had, because I couldn't smell coffee. But then I was smelling other stuff, and that was fine. So I don't know what happened there. But, yeah, so I'm you know, back on the mend, shall we say. Back on the mend. But I always go down with, like, this sort of seasonal cold. I think everybody gets it. So, like, you know, hopefully get that out of the way. I do look a bit peaky, though. I think I walked in this morning. I think Mike looked up, and I think his eyes rolled back in his head when he saw a statement this morning. But it is radio, and I won't be putting on the camera. Do you know what? Let me just check, actually. I have to be careful, because sometimes the presenter before me will leave the camera on. I've done that before. I've sat here and done a show and gone, oh, my God, and been sat here with the camera onto the studio. Nobody wants to see that. There is no question of the day. I kind of given up the question of the day. I don't know why, but I just have. We might get an update from Billy Brown if he knows I'm back with Sharky and Splodge, because I don't know what they've been up to, and I think I need to know. So if you're listening out there, Billy, do let us know. We've got loads of great music, independent music as well. Thank you to everybody that's sending their music in, because I'm getting so much fantastic unsigned independent music in for this daytime radio show. It's amazing. And yeah, thanks for sending it in. If you'd like to be a guest on the shows or any of the shows here at Phoenix, all you need to do is go to radio@phoenixfm.com. We'll have a look at some of the news. We'll try and keep it nice and light and fluffy for the show. Don't want to get too lots of terrible things going on in the world, and I'm going to try and stay well away from that, because it is very, very sad. Let me just have a look and see what I'm getting. Oh, birthday's coming in today. Oh, happy birthday, Cheryl. How old are you? Let's not talk about that. There's an age where you get as a woman. You go, how old are you? You go, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I'll be telling you anything. Right, I've had my nice little introduction to the show. So if you want to get in contact, radio@phoenixfm.com. But most of you get in contact on my social media. You'll find me on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at Eat My Brunch. You can send me a message on Messenger if you want to voice message me. Send me a little message. Tell me how you're doing, what you've been up to for the last week and what's going on in the world. Only happy things, though. Only happy. Here's Take That with Shine.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down, when you can have it all. So hard on yourself, it's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes, you might just get a big surprise. Oh, come on.
proof there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and who you say I was yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts and going way too far. That's cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out, it's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never met and ones that got away. Left my living fast somewhere in the past and took another road. Turns out crowded rooms empty, I'd assume there's somewhere else to go. Crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild.
Young, she's not even 30. She's 30. How old's Miley Cyrus? I mean, what's the age group now where people are saying, oh, I used to be young? What does that mean? Well, I know what it means, but I mean, I'm going to look now. Let's have a look. Miley Cyrus. Do you reckon she's 30? 32? Maybe? I don't know. Let's have a look. Miley Cyrus. 30. I used to be young. I mean, how much younger do you want to be? The thing is, it's all relative, though, isn't it? You see, the older you are, the more, you know, the younger policemen look. She's not a policewoman or policeman. Do you say policewoman anymore? Or do you say police person? I don't know. See, the thing is, I've also got to that age where I'm saying the wrong thing. I've turned into my mother, where I used to go, Mum, you can't say that. And she'd go, why? I'm only being honest. She'd go, no, but you can't say that. You can't say that's not the term anymore. Well, I'm not being horrible. I'm just, it's how I've always said it, is what she used to say. I've turned into my mum. What are you saying the wrong word for? Yeah. I don't want to misgender anybody, that's the thing. I don't want to say them, there, or she, her. I don't have that on my profile stuff. People just say Michelle, you know, or her, possibly. I don't know. I don't know, it's a way of speaking, is it? I find it, if you've got to say them, they, it's a different way, it's something you have to get used to saying. It's got, because your mouth immediately goes to say he or she. It does, doesn't it? He or she. It's automatic. Your brain just does it automatically. So that is a little bit that is a little bit of a tongue twister, but something you can get used to if you want to. Anyway, we weren't talking about that. We were talking about Miley Cyrus. She's 30, so don't worry, you used to be young. You've still got loads and loads of time. Now, I'm looking for a track on the system, which I'm hoping has made it to the... Has it not made it to the... I don't think it has. I think somebody's taken it off the list. I hope not. Has it gone? I think it's gone. Oh, no. Oh, no, this is dreadful. This was my favourite song by Kylie, which is out at the moment, and it's disappeared off the list. It has disappeared off the list. It wasn't ba-dum, ba-dum. It was the tension one. I used to like that, but it's disappeared. Somebody's taken it off. It must be that somebody uploaded it,
and was enjoying it so much that it's gone. So I'm going to play this one instead. Love at First Sight. Brilliant video to this. Carly is flying high, outselling everybody in the top 10 at the moment. Love it. Here she is. This is a classic. Love at First Sight.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare. Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10am to 2:30pm at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit brentwoodjobsfair.eventbrite.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Phoenix FM.
My ears are sweating. I didn't even think that was possible, but it is. They are. They're sweating. My little ears. I've only got tiny ears, actually. My ears are slightly pointed. You remember the, was it Lord of the Rings? I'm not saying that I look like any of the characters. It was maybe probably one of the good-looking ones. But who was it? Orlando Bloom. Remember he was playing like the elf. One of the elves. Very bit mean-spirited, the elves, weren't they? A bit sort of, you know, angry faces. Anyway. Never really saw him laughing very much. But I noticed, when one thing I did notice, although Orlando Bloom is incredibly handsome, was he had very similar ears to me. Well, not in real life, obviously, because they were done up for the film. But slightly pointed. Well, they were not slightly pointed. They looked like arrows on the end of his ears. But one of my ears is more pointed than the other. But luckily enough for me, I have a lot of hair which covers up that mess. Welcome back. You sound much better. Loved your comment about how much younger does Miley Cyrus want to be. Exactly. Miley, wait until you get in your 50s and 60s, love. And in fact, even if you are in your 50s and 60s, somebody in their 90s, you're a mere pup. So if you're out there going, oh, I feel old, I'm 50, I'm 60, somebody of 90, you're like a kid. So be happy. Go out and do what you want to do. Life does not stop for nobody. There we go. Oh, shit. I only started the shh. I went shh, shh, keep it quiet. I didn't say anything else. I'm very good. Don't you worry. Ow, I shouldn't have done that on the desk. Anyway, 10:24. Michelle's slapping the desk away. Let's play another song. Here is Meghan Trainor with Dear Future Husband. Oh,
dear future husband.
Bit creepy, really.
Here's a few things you need to know. If you wanna be my one and only. All my life.
Take me on a date, I deserve a date. And don't forget the flowers every anniversary. Cause if you treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying what you need. You got that 9 to 5, but baby, so do I. So don't be thinking I'll be home and making up a pie. Then I'll let you try and rock my body right. Even if I was wrong, you know I'm never wrong. Why disagree? Why disagree? Side of the bed. Hey.
open doors for me and you might get some kisses. Don't have a dirty mind, just be a classy guy. Buy me a ring, buy me a ring.
Future husband. I don't know why I came in like that. Sounded very creepy, didn't it? Sorry about that. I think we should have some new music. I'm in a bit of a talkative mood. I've not spoken to you for a whole, nearly a whole week, so I thought I'd get my little chat in while I can. So let's have some new music. Brand new track out at the moment. Let's have a look because I've got quite a few to get through today. So let's have a little look on my list. List. I don't know why I haven't got this figured out before I started talking, but never mind. Bear with me. There we go. Let me go to my list. Lovely list. We've got Church of Trees. We've got Rogue FX. We've got the Happy Somethings. And we've also got Carlos Fandango and Paul Sultana, as well as the track of the day, which is Beat Bakery featuring George Bone, which I'm going to play after 11 o'clock. Can't wait for that. So I thought we'd have something different. This is a band which I heard over the weekend called the Happy Somethings. And hopefully they're in the... Yeah, there they are. Whew. Thought for a second they weren't going to be there. This song is called Bubble. I heard it on Exile FM with Trust the Doc. I listen to quite a few other radio stations as well, and they know that I listen, and sometimes I play my music as well, so it's lovely. And then I contact the artist and say, I've just heard you on this, and, you know, or I might be listening to a show on Phoenix and just sort of, oh, I'm going to play that one as well. So it's always good to have a little listen around, see what other stations are doing, and also the artists they're getting, because sometimes we miss them, you know, obviously miss a lot of music. Do you know there's about 140,000 songs released every single day worldwide? That's why independent music I play out is giving a little bit to somebody, giving a little bit of feedback, playback to somebody. So this is a band called the Happy Somethings, and this track is called Bubble.
Listen, no matter how bad things really are, you can always use your imagination.
Such a great track. The Happy Somethings there with Bubble. Here's Jessie Ware. This is Begin Again.
Can I start again? They talk like they were 25, they knew all that there was to life, while I'm sad wishing I knew more. Where will I be when this is over? How will I feel looking back over my shoulder? If you see me, will you remember me? Or will I be another face in the crowd?
The Sherlocks with Remember All the Girls. Big Mother's back, isn't it? I've not seen it. Is it celebrity or is it just normal? I think it's just normal regular people, isn't it? You say normal regular people, but they all have PR companies now, don't they? I don't know. I mean, the thing is, with a series like that, you've only got to be nasty or say something a little bit funny. You know, we all have off days like, yeah, I don't want any coffee, or you're getting on my nerves. And they can put that on and they can make you seem a horrible person. Whereas for 20, you know, 3 hours of the day or 23 and a half hours of the day, you've been absolutely fine. I just couldn't be. It's the noise. I mean, I know I'm quite loud because I'm talking on the radio. But I do like quiet. I do like to sit in silence and maybe read a book. You know, I like that. I've not had children, so I don't know what that noise is. Well, I know when I hear a baby cry because it makes me feel a bit strange. But I think it's inbuilt, isn't it, for a woman? If you hear that newborn baby cry, you go, whoa, my ears. I've got lots of nieces and nephews. And it's that noise of children playing, which is lovely. You can go, oh, that's lovely. And then after about 5 minutes, I'm like, that's not lovely anymore. Now this is really getting on my nerves. And I have to go off. But if I had children, I think maybe you tune that out slightly, don't you? When you've got kids, mom, 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 you tune that little bit out. Dad, dad, no, no. That's what you do. You go, yeah, that's fine. Whereas when you didn't have children, if somebody had done that to you, you can't tolerate it. Can you? Can't do it. Now, I was looking for a funny story in the papers just to share with you. And I have found one, which I'm not going to read out now. I'm going to read it out in a while. I'm going to do some traffic and travel. I'm going to tease you.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
You'll have to wait. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. You do have a lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at junction 28 of the A12. Brentwood Brook Street roundabout, expect delays down to one lane affecting traffic back to the roundabout. It was this morning as I came in, I think, because it was a big queue. Queuing traffic A128 Ingrove Road northbound at the A1023 High Street. That's Wilson's Corner. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside is clear. Coming back through the tunnel, no problems. And actually coming up to Wilson's Corner in all directions looks okay at the moment. It was very busy this morning. Delays are 3 minutes and delays easing on the M25 anti-clockwise between junction 27 at the M11, junction 6 and junction 26 of the A121 Waltham Abbey. Average speeds are down to about 15 mile an hour. On the A12, ongoing roadwork between junction 16 and 13 in both directions while they do the road resurfacing work, and at night time there may be some closures, but there will be diversions in operation, which are easy to follow because I've done it myself. Oh, well, that's lovely, isn't it? Thank you, Michelle, for sharing that. I'm so sorry, I was meant to play a song and then I was like just make that. You don't get this on other radio stations. You don't. You don't get the coughing and the sneezing and the noises down the microphone. I can only imagine that if that was on possibly the BBC or one of the big stations, there'd be somebody in a producer in the other room just going, "Will you stop? Get off! You're sack! Get off air!" I mean, I like it. It's normal, isn't it? We all make that kind of noise. Here it is. Oh, it's quite good. This is UB40 with Gravy Train.
Miss getting a tank on the gravy train. Can't afford to miss this train. Choo choo, I said the train is coming. Choo choo, I said the train is coming.
Another day, another dollar. And I've given it the best years of my life for someone else to ride on that gravy train. And I say, here comes the gravy train. Say we're all in this together, but it gets harder every day. And if I work for 100 years or more, I still won't get my seat on that gravy train. And I say, here comes the gravy train.
The carriage is
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Right, I had a bit of a story for you, didn't I? I found this lovely little story, which I thought I'd share. This has probably already been done by Scott Ross, so I do apologise, but it just made me laugh.
You might have seen it in the news, actually. US Customs and Border Protection said a person could have contracted a disease from the unusual jewellery. Okay. So what was this person trying to bring through customs to make into jewellery? And they could have developed actually very serious health issues, so it's no laughing matter, but it kind of is, but not about the health issue. Now, a box of giraffe poo has been seized by custom agents at the US airport after a woman tried to bring the feces into the country to make a necklace. Sorry. You don't need that word very much, especially on a Monday morning at 10:51, feces. The woman declared the small box of poo, it didn't look that small, when she was having her belongings inspected when she was arriving in Minnesota. She told officials she picked up the poo on a trip to Kenya and had brought it back in her luggage to make a necklace. What about if it gets hot? What happens? Does it melt? Oh no. Oh dear. The woman from Iowa said she previously made a necklace from moose feces. Lovely necklace. She smells a bit. Giraffe poo can be brought into the US with the proper permits and inspections, according to the Minnesota Public Radio. The station reported that the woman will not face sanctions because she declared the feces and gave it to customs officials. What a lovely gift. The agency's agriculture specialist destroyed the giraffe poo, so it never made it to being a necklace. One of a kind. There's a real danger with bringing fecal matter into the US. If this person had entered the US and not declared these items, there's a high possibility a person could have contracted a disease from the jewellery and a serious health issue. Won't get caught, yeah. African swine fever, classical swine fever, Newcastle disease, what's that? What is Newcastle disease? I've never heard of that before. Foot and mouth disease and swine vascular disease are among ailments in Kenya that customs officials have cited as risks. I think the risk is you don't want a necklace made of poo. That's not going to do anyone any favours. I feel ill. I've literally just starting to make myself wretch. So let's move off that subject. If Scott Ross hasn't covered that story, then, you know, he's obviously covered that story already. He wouldn't have missed a classic like that. Now, on to classic tracks, which I'm loving at the moment. Rogue FX and I think it's Dylan Machine, have got a track out at the moment. This is called Back in Time, and it is a banger. Love it. You can check out the new music on Eat My Brunch Facebook page. All the artists are listed there. Go and like their music, go and like their pages. It all helps, and it's free. It's free to like music, free to like a page. Yeah.
to those arcade nights when it was so right. Can we go back in time? But tonight, going back in time.
Thank you very much for the voice note there. That is from Alison. So, yeah, in fact, Alison, what a beautiful voice you've got there as well. Maybe you would like to do a bit of singing live on the show. I didn't realise. There we go. Right, just coming up to nearly 11 o'clock, we'll have the track of the day from Beat Bakery and George Bone coming up after 11, and plenty more looks into what's going on in and around Brentwood and Billericay, and a little look as well to give you some information on the food bank here in Brentwood as well. So I thought we'd end this hour with a little bit of Evelyn King. This is Shame.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.